Life happens, and sometimes we need money, especially in an emergency. So where do we get it from? Do we get it from our savings account? Do we get it from our checking account? Or do we put it on a credit card? Well, they're saying that maybe people are taking it from their retirement account. I thought this was taboo. Recently, we got a question that said, if there is an emergency, is there a way to take money out of your retirement account? Well, the short answer is yes. The long answer is it's complicated, and we're going to talk about it today.
Welcome to Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things, where we teach you how to be rich in spirit and righteous in action.
Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I am a certified private wealth advisor professional with over a decade of experience, and I'm here to help you understand your finances. And ladies and gentlemen, retirement accounts are very tricky. People don't really even know what a 401k is, which is really just a tax code. People don't know the difference between an IRA and a Roth IRA. Well, the main question for today is, can you take money out of your 401k? As I said before, yes, you can. But there are some steps that you need to be aware of. It's not like you just go down to your local bank, say, give me some money out of my retirement account, and they hand you a check or some cash. It doesn't work that way. In 2024, with the passing of the Secure Act 2.0, it looks like the government is allowing you to take up to $1,000 out of your retirement accounts, whether it's the individual retirement account or your 401k. And is this a good thing or is it a bad thing? And we're going to talk about this a little bit later. But as of right now, let's focus on what is a 401k and what is an IRA and what are some of the stipulations around it. Now, traditionally, we use these retirement accounts as tax advantage accounts. You don't have to pay taxes on the year that you receive because pre-tax dollars go into these accounts, especially when you're talking about a 401k. Now, when you talk about an IRA, you receive the money and you can make contributions into this account and pay taxes on the withdrawal and the growth of that account later on in future years. Hopefully when your tax bracket is a little bit lower, that's the tax advantage portion of it. I think a lot of people get confused that, well, when I'm 59 and a half, I can get that money out tax-free. No, it's going to be taxed. And then some people go, well, that's double taxation. No, it wasn't taxed in the first place. So you're only getting taxed once, but you are delaying the taxation. And hopefully, once again, you're in a lower tax bracket, so you pay less on that dollar than if you did in your higher earning years. Now, traditionally, when you want to take some money out, you had an early withdrawal penalty if you weren't 59 and a half. For example, if it was a first time home purchase, or maybe you were disabled, you can waive those early withdrawal penalties, which were about 10% of the gross withdrawal. Now, I know what you're thinking. 10%? What's 10%? Well, what we found out was a lot of people were taking their 401k out, putting it into their savings when they left a job, and they got hit with an early 10% penalty because they weren't 59 and a half already. So if you have $200,000 in an IRA, you take it out, you are going to lose $20,000 just in penalties, not to include that you're going to be possibly in a higher tax bracket and pay somewhere up to 15 to 20% on that money as well. So you're up to almost 40% of the money that you're losing just because you didn't make the right decision. But we are going to help you out here. Now, everybody knows that inflation is really bad. Prices are going up, but the federal government thinks that giving you access to more money is going to make everything better. And I don't think so, but we are going to see how the numbers add up. With the Secure Act 2.0, you could take up to $1,000 from your 401k and your IRAs, as I said before. Now, there are some caveats to it. You can only make one withdrawal per year. If you make a withdrawal, you can't make the next one for another 3 years or until you pay back the $1,000 that you've already taken out. You can't take out more than $1,000. And you also can't take a withdrawal that's going to take your account balance below $1,000. So you have to have some skin in the game. Also, keep this in mind, if you have a 401k program, your employer doesn't have to give you that $1,000 allowance. You have to write a letter letting them know, hey, this is urgent, this is an emergency, I need my money. They can approve or deny it. When it comes to your individual retirement account, you have a little bit more freedom. You may want to establish an individual retirement account where you can have access to your money and you don't have to write a letter. But we'll talk about that in another episode. But this is a dangerous game, allowing people to continuously withdraw money that has large penalties attached to it. And the federal government wins in this situation. They want you to take the money out. The tax advantage is in their worst interest. Because if they can get 25% out of you now, why would they wait 10 to 20 years to get only 12% out of you? That doesn't help them. So giving you access to more money makes them look like the good guy and you feel like you're doing something well. But now if you're getting taxed 25 and 35% on that same dollar, you are losing money. You're paying more money to the federal government, and that's not what we want to do. So what are they doing? Are they really feeding our addiction? I always say this. Sometimes it's not that we don't have money, it's that we don't have money to live the lifestyle that we want. But in order to have money, we have to live below our means to create some type of cushion. If we are constantly just trying to live above our means, we are constantly going to be in debt. We're going to be pulling more and more resources, claiming for an emergency. That's why financial planning is so crucial. So let's look at some alternatives. Instead of pulling the money out, you may want to consider getting a loan from your 401k. That's the great part about having a retirement account with your employer. You may be able to loan the money and then pay it back through payroll deductions. That's a plus, and you don't have to worry about some of the taxation that's associated because it's really a loan and not a withdrawal. You may also want to think about the applicable federal rate. It is the minimum rate that you get to charge for private loans. Maybe you have a friend who has $1,000. You can draft up a contract, you can go payment schedule, things of that nature, and then you can look up the affordable federal rate and determine how much interest you could charge. And most of the time, it's very, very low, lower than some of your credit cards and things of that nature. And these contracts can be notarized and hold up in court as well. The 401k should be your last resort, something that we have far into the future. This is for when you are done with work, not while you're working. And as always, we believe that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So if you don't want to end up like those people taking heavy penalties for making the wrong transaction, you can always schedule a consultation with me free of charge where we'll talk about your financial situation and kind of point you into the right direction. No one should have to pay an extra 10% penalty just because they didn't know they couldn't withdraw the money. I hope this answers your questions. Yes, you could pull out of your 401k. The government has allowed you to take up to $1,000 by avoiding some of those fees, but you're still going to have to pay those income taxes if you don't repay that amount of money back into the account. This is for general information only and shouldn't be relied on for investment decisions. Instead, reach out for a free consultation. Make sure that you like, comment, and subscribe. It's all free and it's something you could do for me. Well, that's it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.